Log Talk Radio.
Yeah,
that are going on in the world today, but those things are not going to move us. We're going to move on with Jesus Christ. Yes, because Jesus leads, we can face tomorrow. No, I remember one time the scientists came and they said, there is an object. There is a size, like a rock. The scientists, you know, they look into the sky and they have their scientific things they are doing with their telescope and all those things. They wrote on the newspaper, they said there is something that looks like a ball. It's like a rock. It's moving towards the planet Earth at a full speed. And that if it hits the planet Earth, it's going to cause problems. And then they were publicizing all those things. And I am not moved by what scientists say. I don't move by what all kind of things. You know, and sometimes they wake up, they tell you that there's going to be famine. They tell you there's going to be earthquake. They tell you there's going to be this or that. All kinds of predictions that are there out there. They keep on putting them in the papers and in the media. We don't go by those things. We go by the word of God. The word of God is our power. The word of God is our strength. We live by the word of God. In him we live. In him we have our being. So our faith is established upon Christ as solid rock, the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We don't live by newspapers. We don't live by what the media are saying. We don't live. We live by the word of God. Jesus. Word of God. You know, so we need to build our faith, our trust upon God's word. And the text we have today, which is Acts of Apostles chapter 20, verse 24, God, let thy Holy Spirit speak to your people and bless them through your word today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Acts 20, verse 24. You see the Apostle Paul saying something very important there. In Acts of Apostles chapter 20, verse 24, Apostle Paul says, none of these things move me. So I read through that scripture. I said, what must Paul be referring to as the things that we're supposed to have moved him? And these things really did not move him. Because Apostle Paul was one man of God in the picture who went through a lot, experienced so many things. And he walked more than the other apostles. You know, one more poem, he wrote to 10 of the New Testament. And he preached to more people than any of the apostles. He went through a lot, the Apostle Paul. So as I was reading through that Apostle chapter 20, that statement was very powerful at 24. So these things don't move people. Which means there are things that will move people. There are things that will move people. Oh, yes. A lot of things move people. If you read about Job, for instance, book of Job, Job was serving God when all those things happened to him in the Bible. Job chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. Job was a believer, was a servant of God, was a man of God. And everything was all right until the devil came and smashed his businesses, killed his children, destroyed everything. His head was gone. And in all of this, Job never cursed God nor sinned against God. He rather worshipped God. He did a test. There are tests. You know, these are trials and temptations and the things that happen, you know, the shaking. You know, you go through tests in order to move to your next level. And when these things come, we don't begin to fumble. We just hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you look at Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39, the same apostle Paul had already said, the none of these things that chase us from the love of God, not persecution, not tribulation, not fear, not peril, not nakedness, not all these negative things mentioned in Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39. With none of these things shall be able to take us from the love of God. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Now, why are we talking like this? Life has the positive wire and then the negative wire. Now you have life. There is life now because there is a positive wire and then there is a negative wire that meet at the point and then it's life. It's always like that. There is a negative wire and then a positive wire that meet at the point and then they give you life. That's why we have life. We have life because there is a negative wire and then there is a positive wire that met at the point and then gives you life. See? So life has the positive and it has the negative aspect of it. You know, even Jesus Christ, while he was on earth, Jesus Christ was the Savior, the Redeemer, the Healer, and everything, but yet Jesus went through persecution, you know, they lied against him, they called him Beelzebub, they called him the sinner, they called him, there's nothing they didn't say about Jesus Christ. At the point, they would say that Mary and Martha were the guest friends of Jesus Christ. See, they said that too, even up to today. They say, Jesus had guest friends, and it is Mary and Martha. See, negative things that, but Jesus wouldn't care about that, wouldn't listen to that, wouldn't bother about that, you know. And all the persecution Jesus went through, he how they mocked him before they killed him on the cross, before he was finally died on the cross, you know, all the negative things went through. And now the Apostle Paul himself was also remembering all the things he had gone through. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 27, you see the Apostle Paul enumerating all the things he had gone through, how he was persecuted, how he shipwrecked, no food, in hunger, living with rot, 40 stripes on his bare body, was in prison for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not that he did anything wrong, just his persecution. And all those negative things Apostle Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 27, he went through all those things. And then at the end of it, the Apostle Paul says, none of these things move me. I'm not going to throw away my Bible because of all this. I'm not going to backslide or fall away from Jesus. I'm not going to quit. Oh, yeah, somebody wrote a book, said, don't give up. Yeah, somebody wrote a book like this. And somewhere in the 80s, that book was very popular. Don't give up. Your miracle is on the way. See? Then another person preaches someone, say, quitters don't win. And winners don't quit. People who quit in life, they don't win. And people who run away from reality, they can't face their Goliath. They don't win. Now, David was standing before Goliath. If he didn't see God helping him to overcome, then David would not have gone, no, reached his height. But with God on his side, with prayers, You overcame that negative situation. More than conquerors. See? Some people say we are winners, champions. Winners. Some people call themselves winners. And you can see it in their life. Oh, yes. According to your friend, me, to you, somebody said we are winners. And you can see they're winning. They are winning. Somebody said, you know, the man of God declared that we are winners, champions. We are winners. And then God, you know, signed it, and then it is like that. According to your faith, be it unto you. See? It's not just that they declared it with the word. They mean it in their heart. They mean it in their mouth. And they believe the word of God. Live on the word. And the word of God brings it. God brings it to pass. I will watch over my word to bring it to pass. I will watch over my word to bring it to physical manifestation. These things don't move me. There are a lot of things people go through in life. If you allow them to think you, you will just think like that. You know, a lot of things that come your way and you think life is ended. There's no hope. Let's forget about it. It is not like that. We must keep on holding on. We must keep on holding on. The devil, they want to get you, but you must keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. Devil may try to hold you, but you must keep on holding on. You got to keep on moving on. We got to keep on marching on. The devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. The devil want to drag you backwards. Israelites have left Egypt and they are on their way to the land of promise. It was a long journey and a lot of circumstances, a lot of ugly situations, no water, no food. The enemies were pursuing them. All kinds of things threatening them. And many of them backslid and fell and they didn't make it. But Joshua and Caleb, oh yes, none of these things moved. Joshua and Caleb. Why read about Joshua and Caleb? None of these things moved this guy. He held on to the Lord. Held on to the Lord throughout. If you are going to allow circumstances to rule your life, the devil can take advantage of ugly situations, magnify them, maximize them, and use them against you. Faith must be built on the word of God. Your faith must be built on Christ, on Jesus Christ. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ, a solid rock with sand. All other ground is sinking sand. None of these things move up. None of these things to move you. None of this to move up. None of these things to move you. There are things that come to you in life. And you start to wonder, where is God? God is alive. God is watching you. Somewhere in Genesis, I read a scripture. And God tested Abraham. God tested Abraham. Somewhere in the book of Genesis. See, God tempted Abraham. God tempted Abraham. Allowed him to go through situation. Abraham, take your only son, and sacrifice him. It was a test. Oh, there are tests, there are persecutions, there are trials, there are difficult moments. There are hard times. There are times you begin to ask, where is the God I've served? You remember Prophet Elijah came across the situation. Prophet Elijah wished he committed suicide and died. He was regretting. Prophet Elijah. Yeah. You know, these things come across people from time to time. Prepare your mind, because we are in a new year. We are going to go through February and then March and then on to December and then on and on and on. You need to get your mind set, your mind. As you go through life, you'll be coming across positive things. Oh, yes, there are positive things. There are good things that happen. Good things happen to people. Yes, we agree with that. But some negative things can also happen. Oh, yes. We are not praying for negative things to happen. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. I'm sure that neither death, nor nakedness, nor peril, nor persecution, none of these things shall make us lose our faith in Christ Jesus. Negative things. You know, the true test for a true believer, a true Christian, is when negative things happen. When Job went through those trials, Job's wife came and said, Job, why don't you curse God and die? Your situation is very ugly. I'm not going to curse God and die. The book of Job, chapter 1, 2, 3, to the end of it. I'm not going to curse God and die because there are ugly situations around me. I'm just going to keep worshiping God and serving God and glorifying God. And God will see me through. And that was exactly what happened. In all these things, Job neither sinned with his mouth, neither did he say any negative thing about God. He held on to God. At the end of it all, Bible says that God restored back to Job everything he lost. Everything Job lost, God restored to Job. Double everything he lost. And he called God, and, you know, his wife said, call God and die. Why will you tell me to call God and die? It's just that things happen negatively, but that's okay. Job said, I'm not going to call God and die. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to praise God. I don't care what's going on. I'm just going to go ahead and praise God and worship God and thank God and serve God and love God with all my heart. That is the true test for every believer. If you can pass through those tests, those trying moments, persecutions and trials and difficulties and instances that come across your way, you can pass through those tests. Your promotion is just in front of you. You are just going across. Andrew Cross sang a song. Andrew Cross, through it all, I've learned to trust in him. I've learned to trust in him. Through it all, I've learned to trust in him. Andrew Cross, I like that song. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. You are going to cast away your confidence. You are going to throw in the towel because of circumstances around you. Then you have failed. You need to hold on to God in prayer, waiting on him and looking unto him, the author and finisher of your faith. You don't give up. It is not over until God says it is over. It's not over until God says it is over. It is not over until God says it is over. If God didn't tell you it is over, it's not over yet. A lot of people give up so early. They just fall away from the grace. Fall away because of circumstances, because of obstacles, because of hindrances and obstructions. But thank God for the Apostle Paul. That's a good example. See, none of these things move. These things don't move. Neither persecution, nor trial, nor difficulty, nor nakedness, nor peril, hunger, death, and all these things, none of these track us from the love of God. That's what it is. That is the respect for a true believer. Are you serving God because God is blessing you? You don't serve God only because God is blessing you. Because that was the conversation and Satan. Satan, in Job chapter 1, Satan went to meet God. I said, God, you see, Job is serving you because you have blessed him. See, that was the conversation in Job chapter 1, 2, 3. Because Satan went to meet God and said, God, your servant Job is serving you because you have blessed him, you are blessing him. That is why he's serving. Then God said, no. I know Job very well. I know Job very well. He's not serving me because I am blessing him. That's not the reason why he's serving me. He's serving me because I am his God. And that's what it should be. We worship God because God is our God. We worship God because God is our Father. God is our Maker. He's our Creator. God is our friend. God is our Lord and Savior. God is everything. So we worship him, we serve him. He's our Lord, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. So there are people who serve God because of things, because of what they get. That is a wrong attitude. It's very, very wrong attitude. When you serve God, you become a Christian or you are worshiping God because of what you can get. That's not the real attitude. We love God because he says love. We watch because he's our Savior and Redeemer. It doesn't matter. We just want to serve God and worship God and love him and follow him as our Lord and Savior. That is the best attitude. And that was the attitude of the Apostle Paul when he said, none of these things can move me from God. These things, all these negative things that come across me from time to time, none of them can snatch me away from serving God. I'm going to keep serving God. And that should be your attitude as from today. That should be your attitude. You know, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's going to do. The word of faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil is going to do. The word of faith is my sword and shield. Don't allow circumstances to push you around. Don't allow circumstances to make you fall away from having God, from loving God, from worshiping God, from being a child of God. You don't have to sell yourself. You have to sell your best ride. So Satan, listen. I know Job very well. He will not disappoint me. Job is not serving me because of what I'm doing for him. Job is serving me because he loves me. I'm his God and he's serving me for me. And it shows in Job's life because all the things Job went through, it was a 9 months experience. 9 months, equivalent to 1 year. It was enough, Job, to have thrown in the towel. It was enough for Job to have quit. It was enough for Job to have run away from God. It was enough for Job to have thrown away his Bible, thrown away his faith, stop serving God. No more going to church, no more serving God. was enough for Job to have done that. But Job never did any of it. Never did any of it. None of these things moved me. None of these things moved me. So Job, just like Apostle Paul, didn't allow circumstances, didn't allow ugly situations, didn't allow negative things to turn him away from God. He held on to Jesus. Held on to God. Just move on with God. Doesn't matter what is happening around me. Doesn't matter what this world is coming to. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to go with my Lord Jesus Christ. That was the attitude of Job. And that should be your attitude in life. That should be our attitude. That should be our attitude in life. Some people will fall away, they backslide. When ugly situations come, they run away. See? Then Jesus said, there's no one who put his hand on the plow and runs away, and then later take it away. You are not fit for the kingdom of God. Run away, soldier. Backslide. You know, the prodigal son. Fall away. Run away. God is calling us today to tie up with him and renew our lives with him, our love for him. He loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for all to save. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then you have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. You need to give your life to Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit. Trumpets are sound. The dead in Christ shall arise first, and then we who are alive that we thought out with him. Have you made a decision to follow Jesus Christ to the end? Not following Jesus Christ half and half. Not following Jesus Christ when all is good, all is fair weather friends. So for people are fair weather friends. When everything is good, then they are happy. As soon as something goes wrong, oh no. I remember one time in the scriptures, Jesus fed 4,000 people with bread and fish, and then the same Jesus fed another 5,000 people with bread and fish. And everybody was happy. Everybody was happy they followed Jesus Christ. The Bible says they followed Jesus Christ. Because he has given them free food, bread and fish. They were all happy. So everybody followed Jesus Christ. So one day, Jesus, while preaching, he rebuked them. He rebuked them with the word of God. He said, why do you follow me just because for the bread? I know some people must have gone to tell Jesus, say, hey, Jesus, got to give us some more bread. Give us some more fish. Jesus rebuked everybody. Why will you just because of bread and fish follow me? You need to follow me because you seek God. Blessed are they that seek him. Seek him and you find it. Not following God, following Christ for sin. What you can get. That shouldn't be the purpose for coming to Christ. Hebrews 11:6. He that cometh to God must believe that God is. And is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is the one to reward. He is the one you must seek and find him. If you are not seeking him, then you are not looking for him yet. You are on your own. You need to make a decision today to seek the Lord while he may be found. For night coming where no one can walk. Now is the day of salvation. Right now is the time for you to know the truth. That the truth has set you free. Jesus is the way. The truth and the life, no one coming to the Father except by him. Come into your life and be your Lord forever. Not half and half. Half and half. You need to be committed to the Almighty God, your Creator, your Maker. Who else will you commit yourself to? Apostle Paul says, follow me as I follow Jesus. Apostle Paul is following Jesus. He says, follow me as I follow Jesus. Oh, yes. We are following Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and Redeemer. Follow him into the kingdom of God. You follow Jesus Christ. Then you are following the devil. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is destruction. Jesus is the way, the true and the life. No one cometh the Father except by him. Then Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and very few are finding it. Then the same Jesus now said, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are going there. The way of destruction. The way of destruction. Selfishness and greed and sin and evil. Do not follow the way of destruction. Jesus is the way. The truth and the lie. No one comes to the Father except by him. Why not choose the narrow way today? The narrow way that leads to eternal life. The narrow way of salvation. The narrow way of holiness and righteousness. The narrow way of the Bible, the narrow way of following the word of God, the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Many are following the broad way of destruction, the broad way of sin and evil, immorality, worldliness, greed, criminals. They are following the broad way that leads to destruction. Jesus is the narrow way that lead to eternal life. And only very few are following that narrow way. My prayer today is that every one of us will follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. The narrow way of salvation, the narrow way of holiness, the narrow way of Jesus Christ, the narrow way that leads to heaven and eternal life with God. Narrow way. We need to follow the narrow way so that we can spend eternity in heaven. Here was Lazarus and here was the rich man. Lazarus believed in God, followed God, followed the principles of God, worshiping God and serving God. The rich man did not care. All he did was just have parties, just worldliness and worldly things and worldly, earthly things. He just desired the things of the world. And live a reckless life without God, without Christ. He never repented, never accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And then the Bible says that the rich man died, and then Lazarus also died. And what was the end? So then the Bible says that the rich man went to hell. He went to hellfire because he neglected salvation. How can you escape hell? How can you escape hellfire if you neglect such a great salvation that Jesus Christ provided for you on Calvary 3 over 2,000 years ago? How shall you escape hellfire is in the grace. For the great salvation, the rich man with all his money and wealth and millions and billions and billions of dollars, he went to hellfire. The poor man who received Jesus Christ, who followed Jesus the narrow way, he died, and the angels welcomed him into heaven, and he was in the bosom of Abraham, thanking God for bringing him into the kingdom of God. And then the Bible says that the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell, and he could see Lazarus in the kingdom of God, at the bosom of Abraham, his father, Lazarus, rejoicing and worshiping God in heaven. And the rich man opened his mouth and said, Lazarus, he used to be my friend when we were on earth. Me, I'm here in hellfire burning. Dip your hand in the water and give me just a drop of water. A drop of water? A drop of water is not what you need. This is water. Now, this water is not all that I need for today. A human being must drink at least 8 pounds per day. But the rich man wanted just a drop of water to quench his thirst. A drop of water, a drop of water is not going to help you. That tells you how hellfire is an ugly place to be. And so Lazarus said, oh, I understand. But you see, I can't reach you because the distance is very far. I can't even reach you with any cup of water or bottle of water or drop of water or whatever. I can't even reach you, rich man. When we are on earth, you refuse to repent. You refuse to be born again. You refuse to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Now you are in hellfire. You are calling me again. Then the rich man said to Lazarus, hey, Lazarus, can't help me now. You send some people, some prophets to go to the earth and tell my people to repent and follow Jesus Christ so that they will not come here to this hellfire here. It is too late to cry when the head has been chopped off. The head has been chopped off. It is too late to cry. Is it now you want people to repent? When you were on earth, all you did was to live a worldly, righteous life without Christ. And now you are in hellfire. And now you are wanting me to go to planet earth and tell them to repent. Well, the prophets are there, and the word of God is there. The rich man and Lazarus. See? The rich man did not go to hell because he was rich. He went to hell because he rejected Jesus Christ. The worst thing you can do to yourself is for you to reject Jesus Christ from being your personal Lord and Savior. It is the worst thing you can do to yourself. Because scripture says, John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. As many that received Jesus Christ, God gave them power to become the sons and daughters of God. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, God gives you power to become the child of God. Your name is written in the book of life. And when you leave this earth, you are going to heaven to be with God, to be with you. But when you rejected Jesus Christ from being your personal Lord, and when you did not give your life to Christ, except a man be born again, of water and of the Spirit cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you are not pure in heart, you are not going to see God. Blessed are the pure in heart. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When you die, they will see God. But when your heart is not clean, your heart is you. Psalm 63, verse 18. Psalm 63, verse 18, King David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Some of you still have unforgiving spirit. You keeping enemies left and right, grudges, and enmity in your heart, unforgiveness, anger, and strife in your heart. And you say you want to see God. No. The blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus made that statement. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Not pure outwardly, pure inwardly. Because your real you is your heart. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. This body is going to go down to the earth. And then your heart, your real you will return to God. The blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So if you are not pure in your heart, you are not going to see God. You're going to go to hellfire like that rich man. This is very important. Someone had a revelation of heaven. God allowed the person to go to heaven, saw heaven. Then God allowed the person to go to hell and saw hell, and then woke up and started writing down what he saw. When he got to heaven, the people he thought are not supposed to be there are there. When he got to hellfire, the people he thought were not supposed to be in hellfire are inside hellfire. See, they carry religion on their head. They are not born again. Except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Calling you today to follow Jesus Christ and have him into your heart and into your life. As you be born again and be saved. And I thank God for as many of you that have come into this service. God loves you so much. And he sent his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Wherever you are in any part of the world, join us in this prayer and let Jesus come into your heart. Repent of your sins right now. Confess all your sins to God through prayer. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever shall confess and forsake shall have mercy. Must confess your sins and forsake your sins so that you can have mercy. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and somebody lose of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Let him come into your life, into your heart. Receive him. Open up your heart and receive him. Let him be your personal Lord and Savior. And serve him and love him and worship him all your life. So that your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. On the last day, you will be in the kingdom of God. You will not be in hellfire like that rich man who neglected Jesus Christ. I pray that this word of God plays in your life. That you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this service. Please forward these messages to everyone you know all over the world. Email it, text it, tweet it, share it. Let it go viral. Bless the whole world. Because Jesus loves you all so much. And we love you too. Felicia, I say God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining this service. Tomorrow evening by 5 to 6 p.m. we have another section. Join us again. And receive all that God has for you. Amen and amen and amen. I want to thank every one of you for being part of this ministry, for everything you do. God reward you all abundantly. Thank you so much for your gifts and for your donations and everything you do. God bless you all. May he rebuke the devourer for your faith. May he open the windows of heaven for you, blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. And may God make you to cross. And be in good health, even as your souls prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hey, people, die. Hey, bro, come to riba. In blanda. Hey, can't say to the bowl. Yes. God is showing me people. There are closed opportunities in front of you. Lord Jesus, go and open those doors. Lord Jesus. You have the key of David. You put anyone close. Go out, open those gates. Go out, open those doors. Go out, open those places. Make way where there are no ways. Let there be breaking through now, breaking forth to possess our possession. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we thank you, Lord. We pray. Say, Rabbi Sife. Yea, Broncondo, Ibrondo. Thank you, Lord. We pray. We say, we all in Jesus' name. Bound those serpentine spirits. We bound those serpentine spirits. We bound every attack of the enemy. We cast you away. We destroy your power. We render you potent. We plead the blood of Jesus. We call the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, have your way now. Please. Thank you, beautiful Savior. London. Thank you. Hallelujah, His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah, His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. He the one to him belongs, they are weak, but he is strong. Hallelujah, His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. His blood avails for me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. I long to tell the story of Jesus and his love, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus' love. Jesus lost me the silo, for the Bible says me so. It wants to he belong, they are way but it's wrong. Hallelujah, his blood avails for you. We were once lost, but now I'm found. A blind, but now we see. Hallelujah. His blood avails for me.